الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والبلدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها وجعل لنا من لدنك وليا وجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. الذين آمنوا يقاتلون في سبيل الله والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت فقاتلوا أولياء الشيطان إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about certain injunctions and commandments that were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that relate to jihad fi sabilillahi azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that why a person makes jihad. Allah says, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ. Those who have purchased the akhirah and they have sold this dunya for the akhirah, Allah says they should fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains some of the reasons why a person should fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why is it such that you shouldn't fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا. Why is it such that you shouldn't fight in the path of Allah and in the path of all those who are deemed oppressed, those who are deemed weak, from the men and women and the children, those who say, oh our Lord, أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. Remove us from this town whose people are oppressors. وَجَعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا وَجَعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And give us a protector, a helper from your side. Send for somebody who will help us. وَجَعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And appoint from among us somebody who will come and assist us and help us against the oppressors. From here we understand that fighting by itself is not something that is good. Fighting by itself, qital, is not something that is good. But when it comes to fighting for the following reasons, then it becomes good. That is fighting fi sabilillah, to fight for the path, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must remember that the Muslims in the entire Meccan period, in Makkah for several years, they were subjected to different types of torture and harm, etc., that were coming from the side of the kuffar. And throughout that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to make sabr and to be patient. Until finally when the order of Hijrah came, that the Muslims are now allowed to migrate and to go to Medina. And the Muslims, even when they were going to Medina, the kuffar didn't leave them. The kuffar still, as they were going to Medina, the kuffar still troubled them and harassed them. And until finally, even in Medina, the kuffar came there in Medina and also fought them until the verse came, the verse was revealed, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. That now permission is granted for the Muslims that they are allowed to yuqatilun, to fight and to defend their rights and their huquq. Why? بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا, because they are oppressed. So because they are mazloom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now revealed the verse of ijazah, permission is now granted. The numbers now were increasing in Medina as well. So fighting by itself is not something that is good. But when it comes to fighting for the following reasons, that is fi sabilillah. Of course, fi sabilillah, there is only one deen that is accepted on this earth, and that is deenul Islam. And the orders of justice and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are orders which are of justice and which, if prevalent on this earth, then it will bring about khair and it will bring about success in this dunya. The orders of shaitan are orders of injustice and that will only bring about fasad. So by us fighting fi sabilillah, we are actually making i'la'u kalimatillah, we are bringing about the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are making that prevalent on this earth. So that is a good cause why a person fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then wal mustad'afina min ar-rijali wal nisa, this is exactly what we just spoke about. So many times a person is mazloom, a person, he is oppressed. So we have to help the oppressed, we have to help the oppressed ones against the oppressors. So Allah says, here's another reason why a person fights. Well, mustad'afin, you get people who are deemed weak and people who are oppressed from the rijal, from men and women and children. Those who are saying, in other words, they make this dua. On account of this dua that they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah then accepted their call and Allah then made jihad fard. Alladhina yaquluna rabbana, they said, oh our Lord, remove us from this town whose people are oppressing us. So when they made this dua, because they were oppressed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their call, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to assist them against the oppressors. وَجَعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا وَجَعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. This was their dua, part of their dua. Oh Allah, send a wali, send somebody who's going to nasir, somebody who's going to help us against our oppressors. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse clearly explains that, why are you fighting? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Remember, those who brought iman, they are fighting for one struggle, for one cause. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. All of this is part of the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kuffar, at the same time, they are also fighting. And they are also trying to make the orders of shaitan, the orders of injustice, prevalent on this earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must combat that, because that will only bring about failure. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ. They are also fighting. Day and night they are also fighting and struggling for a certain cause, but that cause is the cause of shaitan, al-taghut. So Allah addresses the Muslims by saying, فَقَاتِلُوا. Now fight the awliya of shaitan, the friends of shaitan. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. And this is Allah's word. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ. Who can be more truthful in speech than Allah? Allah is addressing us here by saying that the plot and the plan and shaitan, he's scheming, etc. Remember, it's always weak. It will never ever prevail. On the day of Badr, shaitan came to the non-Muslims, to the kuffar, and shaitan told the kuffar that he is going to help them. وَقَالَ إِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. He said, I'm going to help you against the Muslims. But when he saw the army of the Muslims, malaika he saw, that came from the sky, then he said, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ. He says, now I am free from you. I disassociate myself from you. Why? إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Now he says, I see what you can't see. Now I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he fled from the battlefield. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us here that Allah's promise is always with the Muslims, and shaitan's cage is always weak, it's always feeble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us against shaitan. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.